This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email us your questions and answers this hour. The email address is anything@kera.org. And that's where we got these to get started with today. Chris in Minneapolis writes, it seems to me that railroad crossings, especially ones with gates and lights, he says, are powered by commercial power. What happens if the power goes out? And he asks, do these signals have a backup supply of power? Jaime is trying to find out where to find an old-fashioned typewriter. I don't know if he's looking for an electric typewriter or a completely manual one, but if you know where to find those, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything@kera.org. Yehu is wondering, what exactly is the radioactive dust known as fallout? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Pam in Flower Mound says, greetings. I'd like to find out how to keep the kitchen cabinets and drawers smelling clean and not damp. She says, for linen closets, etc., I use mothballs. Is there anything similar that can be used for kitchen cabinets? Call us. 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. We'll get started with Chris calling from Dallas. Hello, Chris.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Someone said last week that you did not need a fishing license to fish at White Rock Lake in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And you sure do need a fishing license.
You need a state fishing license.
Yeah, I got a ticket, $163 ticket there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so you need a fishing license.
Well, thanks so much for calling. I'm sure that, that's good. That's good to know. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to David in Denton. Hello, David.
Hello. I'm not associated with the railroad, but mm-hmm. I'm an electrician, and looking at the assembly, at least in Texas, I'm fairly sure that those railroad arms are backed up by a battery, and a lot of them have a little solar cell attached to a large black box. I can't swear to it, but I would just about bet that solar cell recharges that battery when the sun's shining, and in the event of a power loss, those batteries would operate that crossing arm.
Very good. Well, David, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, the email address, anything@kera.org, where you can email us your questions and answers if you're forget a busy signal or can't get through. John wonders if there's any place that will recycle cotton rags. He says, when I was a child, there used to be men that would come by and collect our old rags. He says, I've looked on the internet with no luck. And I think we've had the question about recycling old clothes, torn clothes, or tattered clothes, or fabric, but I can't remember what the answer was. So call us, 800-933-5372. Jay in Dallas is wondering if there's a website somewhere where one can find free audiobooks, no strings attached. Jay says, I'm willing to sign up, but I want the whole process to be free, and specifically for audiobooks that don't have missing sections. He says, there are books. These would be books for my pleasure, not for anything specific. Let me know. Call us, 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Daniel in McKinney. Hello, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I just was going to let you know, I have an old Smith Corona Silent. If someone's looking for an old typewriter, they're welcome to it.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me put you on hold, and we'll get your contact information, and we'll share it with the gentleman who emailed us. Okay, hold on. Thanks for calling. And let's see, I think we may have a suggestion on that also from Chrissy in Dallas. Hello, Chrissy.
Hi there. Yeah, the other day I saw a couple of typewriters. There's a thrift store on the corner of, it's in the southeast corner of Forest and Marsh Lane. It's mm-hmm. in North Dallas. There's a thrift store there, and they had a couple of different old typewriters, and I believe they were not electric.
Okay, and where was it again?
Uh-huh. It's Forest Lane and Marsh Lane. There's a shopping center in the southeast corner, and it's a thrift store.
Very good. Thanks, Chrissy.
All righty. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Elaine says the Vermont Country Store, via email she sent us this, sells non-electric typewriters through their catalog and website. It's the Vermont Country Store. And let's see, we'll get a couple more answers on this. Let's talk next to Malali in Denton. Hello, Malali.
Hi. I have an electric one if anybody's interested.
Okay, well, we'll also put you on hold and get your contact information as well, okay? Hold on.
Thanks
for calling. And one more answer on the typewriter question, Joanna in Dallas. Hello, Joanna.
Hi there.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just wanted to let y'all know, the typewriter, there's actually this vintage flea market that happens once a month in Dallas. It's normally at Fair Park, but when the fair is going on, they transfer it to Dallas Market Hall, and it's Buchanan's Vintage Flea Market. It's a ton of different antique and vintage vendors.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a typewriter there, if not any one of those vendors would have them. And they're the really old ones, non-electric, you know, very, very old.
Right, like totally manual.
Early 1900s.
Is it running right now?
Yeah, it's actually going to be this weekend. It's really awesome. I just discovered it, and I thought everybody out there would like to know about it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
So once again, is it on the same weekend each month?
No, it's not.
Okay.
If you go, I think it's Buchanan's.com or mm-hmm. something like that.
Okay.
If you Google Dallas Vintage Flea Market, then it'll kind of link you to there, and you can figure out which weekend it is on their website. But it's like $3 or something. You can go both Saturday and Sunday. It's lots of fun.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We had the question last week about why do dogs get the rips, where they just run around like crazy. And Harold McKinney wrote, from watching The Dog Whisperer on the National Geographic Channel, dogs showing obsessive, impulsive behaviors like sudden fits of running or chasing its tail are bored and releasing stored up nervous energy. He said the cure is just to take it on a daily walk or a couple of daily walks. William, writing from somewhere in Dallas, says, a caller last week asked about the rips, why do dogs run around crazy? He says the term I'm familiar with is the zoomies for dogs who run around after a bath. He says, I guess that they do this to release anxiety that builds up during the bath. He says, but I haven't asked my dog. He says, of course, they also act as their own hair dryer that way. And in the dog, you know, in the dog question, let's see, Kent wants to know, why does a dog drag his feet after doing his business like a bullfighter or like a bull, he says, in a bullfight? Or like he or she is trying to get traction, tearing up grass and sending it airborne. Why do dogs do that? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Vern in Burleson. Hello, Vern.
Hey, what's going on, man? I work for the railroad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's calling about those crossing gates.
Yeah.
And they are battery backed up, and there's a light on top of them. And if we go by them and we see that light on, that means that they're running off battery. And we have to report that to the dispatcher so they can get somebody out there to fix them.
Oh, okay. Great.
But
well,
but they are backed up, so if electricity goes out, they still work.
Question answered, knowledge revealed. Thanks to you, Vern.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Doug says, I sent this to Think earlier this week when there was an astronomer on. I think it was Monday, but they didn't get to it. Doug's question is, my simplistic understanding of relativity is that time is a dimension contained within the universe and is dependent on motion. So does the question of what caused the Big Bang make sense since it implies a moment of time before the Big Bang? Well, I don't know if, am I limited, Doug, understanding of Big Bang theory, the universe sort of oscillates. So it expands way out and then it contracts way in. So, but we always get great astrophysics answers from the smartest audience in radio when they call us at 800-933-5372 or email us to anything at kera.org. We had the question last week about verbal agreements and verbal contracts in Texas. And Jessica says, verbal contracts are enforceable in Texas if you can prove the necessary terms of the agreement. She says, if you acted in accordance with the contract, there are correspondence referring to the agreement or other items indicating an agreement exists. It can be valid in Texas. The question about putting meat, raw meat, on an eye, on your eye. Let's see. This is David. He says, it's not an answer, but according to firstaid.about.com, never put raw meat on a black eye. There is a first aid myth that putting steak on a black eye will help it heal faster. And according to this, it says it will not. In fact, it adds, the reference here adds, putting raw meat on a black eye is more likely to cause an infection. And then it says C. E. coli. So I think you can put two and two together there. Scott says a couple of answers. The whistling radio in the car is often caused by a loose ground wire. And I think we got some answers about this last week. It says if the sound gets louder or higher pitched as you accelerate, the alternator is most likely the cause. It says, purchase an RF filter for your radio at most big box electronic stores or auto parts store. And regarding the tornado tracking on TV, Scott says your caller correctly remembers the general concept. You tune an analog TV to an unused low-number VHF channel, and you can see changes in the static or snow due to lightning or tornadic activity. It says tornadoes create a large static electric field, which naturally generates a radio signal that can be picked up on an analog TV. 800-933-5372 is where we find Kim calling from Irving. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Great. I have a question about the air quality on major airlines.
Mm-hmm.
With the swine flu going around, there's a lot of concern. I know I'm concerned about flying because I guess I don't know if this is a myth or if it's true, but I've heard a lot of people talking about the fact that the air that they use on the airplanes is recycled, so it's basically dirty air. And I just wanted to know, is that true, or are they piping in fresh air? How does that work, the air that we breathe on the plane?
Well, there's not a whole lot of oxygen at 35,000 feet, so I don't think they're, you know, I'm not sure. But I know that there's not a whole lot of oxygen, and the plane's under pressure, so I don't know that there's any kind of, if you opened a hole in a plane to vent it, all of the pressurized air inside the plane would rush out. You see that on, you know, airplane disaster movies, right? When the hole opens in the plane, everything's flying around. I'm pretty sure that the air you take off with is the air you've got for the flight. But I don't know about the health of the, I mean, I haven't heard anything, or anything. So
how well is that, you know, filtered?
Yeah, let's ask. And someone, we usually get lots of aviation answers on the show. So someone is likely to have an answer for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
800-933-5372. Up next is Pamela in Dallas. Hello, Pamela.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I live in Wilmer, Texas, and I drive from the Dallas down Interstate 45 back and forth to work every day. And going home, usually on a Friday, at least once a month, if not twice a month, I see anywhere from 20 to 30 Dallas police cars coming north on Interstate 45. And I'm wondering if anyone knows where them guys are going and why the heck they're way down there. And I'll just sit back and listen for the answer.
Okay, well, someone's bound to know. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. A couple more answers from last week. Someone was looking for a djembe drum, like the one they used to have at a booth at Scarborough Fair. It's spelled D-J-E-M-B-E. And this person, Duke, wrote in and said, I don't know the name of the owner of the booth at Scarborough Fair, but I do know one of the employees. And he lives in Austin, commutes to Dallas every Wednesday night to attend a drum jam at a local bar here in Dallas. It's called the Across the Street Bar on Yale, which is off Greenville. And Duke says there's a drum jam there every Wednesday night that's been going for better than 10 years now, and it's all about djembes and hand drums. He says just ask anybody there, and they can point you in the right direction to find one of those handcrafted drums. This comes from Timothy, who says there was a question regarding a hiking trail in the forest last week or a couple weeks ago. The answer was given as the Trinity River Audubon Center. Timothy says it's a good answer, but there's no forest there. The best forest trail in Dallas for pedestrian hiking is the Buckeye Trail, developed by master naturalist and community members from Piedmont Cyan Homeowners Association in South Dallas. The trail has existed for 28 years. There are two pathways, a one-mile trail and a three-mile trail, to White Rock Creek with views of the Trinity River. So just Google the Buckeye Trail in Dallas, and you'll probably find a map to it. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. The phone number is 800-933-5372. The email address is anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Hello again, I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything at kera.org. And let's talk next to Stephen in Hearst. Hello, Stephen.
Hi. I'm calling in response to the audiobook question.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they do this everywhere, but my local library here in Hearst has a website, and through your subscription at the library, you can download audiobooks and e-books. And I think the Fort Worth Book Library has that as well. I'm not sure if it's unlimited access or if, you know, you just get them for so long, but that's definitely free, and it's definitely a good option.
It's a great suggestion, Stephen. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
And about those free audiobooks and the local library, Angela in Carrollton says, our library here in Carrollton connects to an online library of downloadable audiobooks, but they do expire. She says, I can download them to my MP3 player with no trouble, though. And she said, I think the Plano Library has something similar, so I'd guess lots of libraries do this. You can listen to them for about 3 weeks, then you have to renew the license. Other than that, you can download lots of radio shows for free, which are fun, and podcasts, but audiobooks are expensive. So, she says, they are hard to find for free. This is from Quinta, who says, bookcrossing.com, all one word, bookcrossing.com, is a place to share books for free, but you should return the favor by passing it on to others or by mailing on to others. I guess those are actual real books, not just audiobooks. And Allison says, LibriVox.org has free audiobooks in the public domain that are read by volunteers. And it's LibriVox, LibriVox.org. 800-933-5372 is where we talk next to a very patient Steve in Flower Mound. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
Great. I'm just looking to find out where you can recycle old mattresses.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if anyone has a suggestion for you.
Pardon me, sir?
Well, we'll ask and see if anyone calls in or writes in with a suggestion for you.
Great. Have a nice day.
Hey, you too. 800-933-5372. Up next is Jude in Fort Worth. Hello, Jude.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, please, I have a question. I don't know whether anybody has a fairly used computer that he wants to sell or where I can buy it at the cheapest price as a student who is in need of computer or notebook.
Right, so you're looking for a refurbished or secondhand computer or laptop.
Anyone either refurbished or secondhand, it's fairly used. Anyone.
Okay, well, we'll ask and see if we get a suggestion for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Chris in Dallas. Hello, Chris.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You
answer
bet.
On airline air quality.
Sure.
Great question. When they make airline engines, the engine manufacturers say, well, it's 20,000 pounds for us. And then when the airlines use them, they have to put an intake on the inside of the frontmost fan that shoves air into the airplane, and there's been a big trade-off all through time on how big that thing is and how much power it takes away from the engine to put air into the plane. But it doesn't put all the air into the plane. It just does a portion of the air at altitude and keeps it under pressure, and it's really hot when it comes in because it comes out of the compressor thing, so it's cool and it's very dry. But there's some other percentage of the air that actually stays in the plane and gets filtered through whatever their filtration system is. And the newer, for a while there, they were making those inlets small to save fuel, and people were complaining on airplanes that the air was awful. So now the inlets are a little bigger, and that's why when you're on the ground and you back away from the gate, you smell exhaust. That's just the plane, the plane's closed. How can you smell exhaust? Well, it's coming out of the back of the engine, going all the way to the front of the engine just because of the winds and coming back in the plane.
So the pilots they don't have a vent window cracked up in the front of the cockpit.
I would hope not.
Right. Okay. Well, Chris, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Marcus is... No, it's not. Let's see. Let's talk. I'm sorry. Here we go. Vanessa is asking, what is the movie that had music from Judy Collins' album Wildflowers? She says, I saw the movie on cable TV about 15 years ago. The basic story was a son returning from the military discovers that his parents' marriage is falling apart. She says, I remember someone in the movie going on a bus to gamble, maybe to Atlantic City. Does anyone remember the name of the movie and who starred in it? And also, Robert in Arlington writes us and says, if you put your hand palm up and push with the little ball of your hand on the edge of a desk or make a fist and squeeze, there's a little ball of skin the size of a BB that bulges out at the wrist. He says, what is that? Does anyone know what that is? Well, that's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Up next is Joey in Plano. Hello, Joey.
Yes, sir. About the question about the air circulation,
yeah.
I just heard the other fellow answer. He's pretty much spot on. I used to work with planes in terms of putting them together. And the air filtration system, the lady's question was about the actual, like, the quality of the air.
Mm-hmm.
He's correct. There is an intake vent at the front of the thing, but for the plane, for the most part, you're right. The air is basically what you take off with is what's being circulated through. The only thing that's pumped out of the plane is the carbon dioxide, so at no point does it reach a toxic level inside of the cabin. But
okay.
Yes, essentially, the air inside of the cabin is pretty much what you took off with. So if there's, you know, someone who's hazardously sick on the plane, you are taking a bigger gamble with it than you would be just, you know, breathing air outside.
So you do get some air from outside at altitude, but it's not a whole lot.
Yeah, no, there's a vent under, yeah, like you said, there's not a vent inside the cabin itself.
Right, right.
There's a vent that basically causes air to be pumped through constantly, and the air is coming in at a pretty, you know, at a very small amount. So it doesn't really ever change the amount of oxygen at the plane because there's a back valve that pumps the carbon dioxide out through the filter. So there's just basically the same amount of, you know, maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
But it's essentially the same amount of oxygen the entire time.
Okay. Well, Joey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Jessica says, I'm an infectious disease epidemiologist and have been involved investigating lots of disease on airplanes, including tuberculosis, measles, and H1N1. And she says, we've not found much transmission on planes. When transmission occurs, it's generally to the person sitting next to the ill person. Brian says, when an atomic bomb explodes, it stirs up a lot of debris. The debris gets radiated by the atomic reaction of the bomb and then descends back to Earth. That is fallout. Rand says radioactive fallout is caused by microscopic pieces of bomb debris that affix themselves to dust sucked up into the fireball. The bomb casing is the primary cause of the fallout as it is made out of uranium, both because uranium has excellent properties as a reentry vehicle and it enhances the nuclear fallout. And Robert says you don't need a license to fish in state parks from the shore in Texas. Your entry fee lets you fish with no worries, he says, but only in state parks. And I would just say as one little disclaimer and caveat on this, before you believe the show, just like with anything, go out there and make sure, because I'd hate for anybody to get a ticket for fishing when they do need a license. So check the Texas Parks and Wildlife website or give them a call just to make sure that you don't need a fishing license. 800-933-5372. Up next is Chad in Arlington. Hello, Chad.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I was calling in regards to the person that asked the question about the djembe drums.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know a couple of guys down there at the booth at Scarborough Fair, one of them being named Forrest Ward. And there's the guy that they were mentioning about, the guy who comes to the Across the Street bar every Wednesday. His name's Ron Dyer, and I know he works with some people down
okay.
in Austin. At gypsyjimbayrepair.com, you can look that up, and they can pretty much do anything with a djembe drum you'd ever ask for.
So go to the drum circle. You'll meet somebody who can lead you in the right direction to find one.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, Chad, thanks so much for calling.
No problem.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Lenny in Dallas writes, I'm looking for the name of a program that ran on television in early August of this year. The show is about 2 hours long and concerned music and the ways that music interacts with the brain. He says, there was some fascinating information. I'd like to see it again. Can anyone help? He says, I thought by the content that this was probably on KERA, but I'm not certain. He says, I believe it was broadcast on a Thursday night. My best guess is that the broadcast date was August 6th. But Lenny says, I was in the hospital at that time and could be wrong. So if anybody remembers a two-hour show concerning music and the ways that music interacts with the brain, please call us or email us. Anything at KERA.org. Phone number is 800-933-5372. And let's talk next to the greatness of Rollins. Hello, Rollins in Dallas.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Well, happy membership drive. Well, as you know, and you've mentioned on the air, I've lived next to the Trinity Forest
mm-hmm.
for 26 years. So I'm in those trails every day of my life, including the Buckeye Trail I was on earlier today.
Okay.
That they were just talking. So I thought if there was any way I could just kind of make this simple, because everybody's got a little piece of information and so forth and so on, and I'm on every one of those trails.
Yes.
I mean, they're my backyard.
Okay.
So, for instance, if somebody wants to go to the Buckeye Trail, which I like what he said about the Buckeye Trail, but it's actually a rather small trail compared to the the whole composite of them. But you can go down South Central, just go on where it turns into Dead Man's Curve, mm-hmm. take that bare exit, mm-hmm. and at the dead end, there you've got the Buckeye Trail, and it's lovely. And it's paved.
Okay.
Immediately, though, if you stay exactly the same route, where instead of taking the bare exit, you take the municipal exit, and you go right and go to where it dead ends, you've now got a 3.5 miles of trails that were done last year by the Student Conservation Association and Groundwork Dallas. And that's where even President Bush has been on a bicycle, one time when I've gone mm-hmm. over there. But that's 3.5 miles, and there's even a big pond, a huge pond reservoir.
What's that one called?
Well, it's really, actually, it's right past Rochester Park.
Okay.
So it really, honestly, you can't even see it when you do that. You just take the municipal exit, go right, and it just dead ends right there at the water thing where there's the levee, and you have to park there and then walk up over the levee. I mean, it's very simple. There's
right.
just a little trail over the levee, and then once you're over the levee and you go down the trail, it's very easy to see. You just walk in, and all of a sudden you think you're in Idaho. I mean, it's incredible.
So just to clarify, you take 175 past Dead Man's Curve.
South Central,
right.
South Central,
right.
and then, of course, it dead ends, and makes a sharp left,
right.
what they call Dead Man's Curve.
Right.
And the very first exit on your right is going to be bare, and the second mm-hmm. one then is going to be municipal.
Okay, take a right there, dead end, there's
yeah.
the trail.
And then there's one other thing. If you go the thing where you go like east on 30, and you just, to make it very simple, you just take the Longview exit, go down Longview, to the right, all the way down. That dead ends into the north of the forest. You take a left right there on Sane, and right as you get to Jim Miller, you've got a huge entrance to the forest trails. And if you go down Jim Miller, anyway, if you just, all Groundwork Dallas is going to have
yeah.
all of those trails.
And I think we got that suggestion a couple of weeks ago, groundworkdallas.org.
Yeah, and that was my good friend Cassie. But, and those are all through Groundwork Dallas. But these others, they're just huge. I mean, like I was on the 3.5 mile trail today, and then I was on that Buckeye Trail earlier. So tell everybody to do it. It's
Thank you, Ron.
Fantastic.
Thanks for calling, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. 800-933-5372, The Greatness, ladies and gentlemen, of Rollins Gilliland right there. He knows this stuff backwards and forwards. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Dave in Dallas. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, someone had asked about relativity and the Big Bang and stuff, and
yeah.
I think the easiest, simplest way that I've ever heard to explain it is like you're standing on the North Pole, and every direction you're looking at is east or is south, and so it's like trying to ask what lies north of the North Pole, and there's nothing. That's the best way I've heard to describe it.
Okay. But, all right. Well, thanks for calling. All right.
Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Tony in Dallas. Hello, Tony.
Hi. I've got two questions,
okay.
and they're both food-related.
Okay.
And I'm embarrassed to admit that they're at the opposite ends of the food spectrum. On the dessert end, chocolate cream pie in Uptown or Oak Lawn. I mean, there used to be excellent chocolate cream pie that you could get from Tippins. But I cannot find a place that serves it. I mean, every restaurant that I've gone into, nobody serves chocolate cream pie anymore.
Okay.
And sometimes you just got to have it.
Right. Gotcha.
And on the other end, again, I'm looking in Uptown, Oak Lawn area, a place where you can go in and get like a healthy meal. Yeah, I know chocolate cream and healthy, but anyway.
You got to balance it out with something, right?
Yeah, exactly. You eat healthy and then you reward yourself. Doesn't that the way it works?
Sure.
So, like a healthy box meal that you can just go in and get it. I mean, good vegetables, healthily prepared chicken or fish or something. Not like what a restaurant would do with fish,
right.
which is slap a lot of butter on it and, and make it taste delicious, but not be healthy anymore. So, if anybody has any recommendations, I would love to hear it.
All right. Well, we'll ask.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Another railroad question from Ken and Alan. It says, when railroad tracks are out of service and are signed that way, do school buses, trucks, etc. still have to stop before proceeding? Ed in Flower Mound has a question about road building. He says, typically when a road is being built, rebuilt rather, like FM Road 1171 going west out of Flower Mound, the new road is graded 2 to 5 feet below the existing grade. says, I know that curbs and a new underground storm drainage system is part of the new road, but why is it necessary to remove hundreds of cubic yards of dirt and lower the roadbed that much? Does anyone know? 800-933-5372. Up next is Jennifer in Fort Worth. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I'm calling to answer the question about the refurb computers.
Mm-hmm.
I have had really good luck with the Dell refurb site. It's you go to Dell.com
mm-hmm.
and click on refurbished, and it'll take you right over there. I've gotten some completely wonderful computers at half the price of their non-refurb partners.
Very good. Sounds like a great suggestion.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
800-933-5372. Question to anything at KERA.org from Kevin in Dallas. He wants to know, why are humans the only mammal to continue drinking milk well after the nursing period, and why do we do it? He says, was it done to make up for deficiencies in early human diets, and it stuck, or is there some other explanation? Well, we'll ask, see if we get an answer for you. Cabinets and keeping them smelling fresh. A couple of answers have come in. Dee in Kennedale says, I use silica pellets purchased at my floral outlet. She says, I put them in empty spice jars with the shaker tops. It absorbs smells, and as a bonus, it also keeps my salt clump free. And Terry McKinney uses the old standby to keep drawers and cupboards from getting damp. Baking soda placed in shallow bowls or plates. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lisa in Dallas. Hello, Lisa.
Yes, hi. I was calling in response to the question about the music program that someone had watched. It's the new Nova series. I believe it's called Nova Science, and I believe that that was probably the very first episode of that series, and it was incredibly interesting, and I believe it premiered on, it plays on Monday nights and may replay on Thursday nights.
Okay.
But it's the new Nova Science. I can't think of the host, but it's incredibly entertaining and full of all kinds of amazing information.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm sure our emailer is glad to hear it.
Great. Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. The phone number is 800-933-5372. The email address is anything@kera.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Hello again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address is anything@kera.org. Misty in Richardson writes, when in the world will the road at Good Latimer and Central open? She says it was closed for Dark Green Line construction, but the line is open and the road looks completely finished, but the road is still closed. Does anyone know when that's going to happen? Ed in Dallas wants to know if there's any definitive set of rules for access, foot or bicycle access, to utility right-of-way surfaces. He says, I'd like to know if right-of-way paths are available for public use unless specifically and explicitly posted against access. And Cynthia says, or asks rather, via email, how did okay get its meaning? Well, I looked in this Why You Say It, Fascinating Stories Behind Over 600 Everyday Words and Phrases by Webb Garrison. And while it doesn't say how it got its meaning to be, you know, all good, Webb has an entry in here. It says, when you're carefully scrutinized and pronounced to be okay, you know you'll get an insurance policy, a promotion, or an extension of your credit. Anytime that happens, you can thank an often overlooked president of the United States. He says, admirers of Martin Van Buren, born at Kinderhook, New York, lauded him as Old Kinderhook. When at the age 58, he made a bid for a second term in the White House. Running against war hero William Henry Harrison, it was to be an uphill battle. Democrats of New York City formed a booster club and launched a campaign to raise money and win votes. On March 23, 1840, the city's New Era newspaper published an announcement. Quote, the Democratic OK Club are hereby ordered to meet at the house of Jacob Colvin on Tuesday evening, end quote. During a heated campaign that fizzled in the end, the president's abbreviated nickname popularized the rare New England phrase. Since then, the American-born political slogan has spread around the world. So I guess OK, or Old Kinderhook, rather, was OK with everybody, at least the Democrats in New York. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Dave in Fort Worth. Hello, Dave.
Hi there.
Two things. One of them, my son just bought a djembe at Guitar Center. I know they have many of them there.
Very good.
Secondly, I've been a Navy pilot for 27 years, and not to demean the knowledge that's been coming through on pressurization on an aircraft. The fact is that airplanes are pressurized generally to about 14 PSI, around mm-hmm. sea level pressure. They have a constant input of air going through them, and most commercial airliners replace their entire air every 3.5 to 4 minutes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. There's no carbon dioxide scrubbers available. The guys who were talking about maintenance stuff, there it is, in fact, a ram air intake. There are outflow valves which maintain the pressurization, but it's designed to push it through as fast as possible.
Wow. So every 3 or 4 minutes, the entire commercial airliner's air inside of it is replenished.
Completely changed out, yeah.
Well, that's really good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I would say.
Having lots and lots of flight hours like I do, it's good for
sure.
us.
Sure. And there's plenty of oxygen at 14,000 feet for people to breathe,
well,
I guess.
If you go back to some of your earlier sciences, although the higher altitude you get, the less partial pressure when you pressurize the aircraft to 14.7 PSI, which is sea level, there's mm-hmm. plenty of oxygen for you. So everybody gets as much fresh air as they need.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for calling. I'm so glad we got an answer because it's and got a very qualified and definitive answer from you.
Sure.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Ednan in Dallas. Hello, Ednan.
Hi. My question is, just got this DOP TV, Samsung, and I wanted to know, I have DVI to DVI connection from my computer, and it's working. It's getting the picture, but I'm not getting the sound. I do have a sound cable, but I'm not sure where it goes in the TV and how it's output from a computer through AV cables, or what kind of cables do I need to get the sound with the DVI connection from computer to my DOP.
Okay, well, we'll ask, and hopefully someone far more familiar with those things than me will call in or email us.
All right.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to, David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hi. I had a question and an answer.
Okay.
The question is, if anybody knows a great place in Dallas to pick up some used baby equipment, like a crib and stroller and those sorts of things.
Okay.
And the answer is about why humans continue to drink milk longer than other animals, and that's because it's delicious.
And because they can.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next is Whitney in Wichita Falls. Hello, Whitney.
Hi. I'm just calling with some information about the online audiobooks. There's a site called LibriVox, and I guess it's LibriVox.com, but it's LibriVox or something. You can Google it and find it. Now, you can't download them, but you can listen for free, and it's kind of like a community, and people voluntarily read in the books. The only downside I found is that there's not a lot of current titles. They're all kind of the classics.
Okay.
But you can listen online for free.
Great. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Mary in DeSoto says, a wrist ganglion cyst is a swelling that usually occurs over the back of the hand or the wrist. She says these are benign, fluid-filled capsules. Ganglion cysts are not cancerous, will not spread, and while they may grow in size, they will not spread to other parts of the body. She says, I've had one on my wrist for years, and it never seems to get any bigger, and my doctor has told me to not worry about it. Amanda in Fort Worth says, Paris Coffee Shop on Magnolia in Fort Worth has all kinds of delicious cream pies made from scratch every morning. They also have seasonal pies, pumpkin, pecan, etc., and they were chosen as the place with the best dessert by the Fort Worth Weekly this year. Let's see, somewhere in this stack is another pie. Okay, Denny in Dallas says, you can get homemade pies of various type at Market Street Diner near the Market Center. Teresa in Fort Worth says, I think the caller saw a PBS program called Musical Minds featuring Oliver Sacks, who wrote the book Musicophilia, Tales of Music and the Brain. She says it was a great program shown on June 30th. So it's PBS program, Musical Minds. Nicole says, for the gentleman looking to recycle a mattress, several social service agencies accept mattresses if they're in good condition. They're used to help set up new apartments for international refugees or other people starting a new life. He said, Nicole says, contact Catholic Charities or World Relief if he lives in Tarrant County, or Catholic Charities of Dallas if he lives in or near Dallas. And Dustin says, if you are in Arlington, the Mission Arlington collects old mattresses. You can check them out at Mission Arlington, all one word, missionarlington.org. And Ed says, anything that falls to the ground as the result of an explosion is called fallout. It ranges from atomic-sized material to large things, such as parts of buildings. He says, an atomic explosion is not a completely deterministic thing. A lot of the bomb material is converted to energy, but what remains is converted to various other things. Some of these are unstable and radioactive and convert from one thing to another over time. Some of it's from components of the bomb that are not primarily involved in creating the explosion, such as the bomb casing. He says this melange of atoms is one of the components of fallout. In addition to that, all sorts of stuff carried aloft by the explosion falls to the ground with the residue of the atomic reaction, and that's also a component of fallout. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Andrew in Dallas. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing today, bud?
Doing well.
Okay, I got two answers for you. Number one, on the chocolate cream pie, there's a little cafe on McKinney. It's called Breadwinners. They have an excellent bakery there. And they might not have chocolate cream pie on the menu, but I guarantee you if you went in there and talked to one of the managers, they could probably work something out.
Okay.
And number two, for the refurbished or inexpensive laptop, I recommend TigerDirect.com. Hands down, the best value for your buck. They have refurbished laptops, and inexpensive is $299 on average.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for the suggestions, Andrew.
No problem. All right. Have a good day. 800-933-5372.
Let's talk next to Greg in Dallas. Hello, Greg.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I was wondering, when you yawn, why is it that you get this kind of muffled white noise in the back of your head, and sometimes it escalates to almost a whistle? And I was wondering mostly because I could kind of do it on demand, and I was hoping that it's not something dangerous. But I also have an answer about the milk. You know, it's been something that's been done for so long when you're talking about a society or cultures that need food. We eat tongue, we eat tail, we eat all sorts of the parts of the animal, and that's a part of the animal you don't need to kill in order to get. And so for a lot of poor people and a lot of people that were very, very hungry in older times, it's an obvious source of nutrition.
There are even nomadic herders, I believe, in parts of the world who actually eat the blood of their animals and keep them alive.
Slowly sap them without actually hurting them.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see about the yawning sound. I know exactly what you're talking about. When you kind of,
oh, good.
It's kind of like when you
crazy.
No, when you try to pop your ears in a plane or something, you can kind of make that same sort of sound in your ears. That's a great question.
Yeah, I can almost flex my something in the back of my head, and I can induce that sometimes. And I was hoping
people are yawning.
Blood or brain vessel, you know.
People are yawning in the control room. The suggestion of yawning, even. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, Greg.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Miles in Plano. Hello, Miles.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I had an answer to the gentleman talking about hooking his computer up to his TV. The problem that he's running into is DVI doesn't actually carry audio, unlike HDMI. What he needs is a stereo mini to RCA audio cable. You can buy those at pretty much any electronics store.
Uh-huh.
That'll run into the back of his computer. It looks like a headphone jack. It's
right.
Usually in green in color. And that'll convert it to the red and the white, you know, typical RCA-style connections that you see for home theater equipment. And if it's a Samsung with the DVI port, nearby, usually with an arrow pointing to it, is a set of audio inputs exclusively for use with the DVI input.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the solution.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk next to Steve in Arlington. Steve, does that sound right?
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, you got it right on the nose.
Very good. Hey, thanks for the confirmation.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. 800-933-5372. A little more time, a few more calls, and here's one more email. Harvey McKinney wants to know if there's a good vegetarian restaurant in the McKinney, Allen, Plano area. Does anybody know about a good vegetarian restaurant up in McKinney, Allen, or Plano? And let's talk next on the phones to Jason in Fort Worth. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to add something about the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Your previous caller is exactly right about the fact that if we don't have to kill the animal, it's much better off providing food for a lifetime of the animal rather than just killing it right off. I also wanted to add, though, something about the evolutionary aspect of that. That was something that's a fairly recent adaptation in humans since the domestication of animals. As soon as somebody, you know, had a mutation that they were able to, and humans were not able to keep digesting milk like other animals in the past, but once that adaptation came about, and then you add on to the fact that that's an adaptation that's going to help us keep that animal alive, that kind of caught on in the population and was spread through the population fairly quickly after our domestication of any milk-producing animals.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling, Jason.
All right, thank you.
800-933-5372 is where we find Don in Azle. Hello, Don.
Hi. I've got a place for your chocolate cream pie.
Okay.
It's called the Blue Moon. It's on Boat Club Road, almost to the north end of it, where it makes the left turn and then turns back north again.
Uh-huh.
And also,
Is that in Azle? Is that in Azle?
Yeah, no, it's in Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth, okay.
Just to the left of Saginaw.
The Blue Moon on Boat Club Road in Fort Worth, okay.
Yeah, and I just heard a guy talking about making noises in his head, in his ears. And I do that at will. I can make clicks and I can make thunder.
So what causes it?
I have no idea. Nobody knows.
All right. Well, that's a mystery we'll probably have to solve next week.
It's a muscle in there that I can use, but I don't know where it is.
Well, thanks for calling, Don.
You're welcome.
All right. 800-933-5372 is where we find Pat in Dallas. Hello, Pat.
Hi. I'm calling to try and get some help for an engineer who has found a tree that he's fallen in love with. It's about to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Sibel texana, and it's growing in a garbage heap up next to a highway under a bridge that's going to be destroyed to make room for expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an article in this morning's paper by Jacqueline Floyd, if anyone would care to read it. It's a very heroic story. It touched me, and he needs help to try and save this tree because it's a very rare one, and it seems to be existing against all odds. So I wonder if anyone is interested in helping this man, if they'd read the article in the paper today.
Okay.
By Jacqueline Ford.
Well, Pat, let me put you on hold, and we can get your contact info so that we can get back in touch with you if we do hear from anybody. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, and produced by yours truly, Nilofer Osala runs the board and ran the board today. Thank you, Nilofer. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you very much, Fiona. And our assistant producer is Betsy Lewis. Thank you, Betsy. And we had help also from our intern, Alicia Melky. Thank you very much, Alicia. Now, you know you can download episodes of the show at KERA.org for free. And, of course, send your questions and answers, comments and suggestions to us at anything@KERA.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.